The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The DOJ let the Russian lawyer into the U.S. before she met with the Trump team. This is the big... And this is one of the weird things we were talking about, because it's... I guess both Obama and Trump had some... they allowed her in, this particular lawyer. Now, of course, it doesn't. There's no real necessarily a reason that she wouldn't be allowed in the country that we know of.
Yeah, I mean, you're just assuming that she's some sort of operative or KGB, FSB, whatever they call it now.
And I wouldn't say there's actually evidence of
agent.
That.
There's evidence that she is associated with a government official of some kind.
She was at one point. They're saying that she's denying that now.
She was a prosecutor. In 2001, right? But I think she left being a Russian prosecutor in 2001.
So, I mean, I don't think it's particularly clear that you would need to ban her from the country. It's just the issue of what she's doing in the country that's kind of the problem. But beyond all that, let's say Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both met with this same attorney who both promised them from the Russian government to give dirt on Donald Trump. These arguments from conservatives are so weird. It's like... You do remember not liking Obama and Clinton, right? If your defense is, well, our guy's just as bad as the other guy,
that's not a defense. And that is what the defense is.
Yeah.
For the Trump apologists, the only thing I've heard them come back with is, well, Hillary!
Yeah.
What about Hillary? Obama! What about Obama?
Right.
You didn't care about that!
Don't you remember thinking they were awful? Yeah.
We did. Yeah. Why don't you now? Why?
There was a hope that you'd go through the election process and do better. Maybe you would, because I certainly would never vote for someone I would think would be equal to Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, they do terrible things and our guy does terrible things. We're all a big team. That sounds like a really bad premise for a vote.
And also, you're ignoring a lot of the facts involved here, like his lies that have been nonstop up until Friday, when he finally admitted it because he'd been caught red-handed. And so he finally released the emails. And, I mean, you don't mind a Russian agent being met with by a presidential candidate. Really? That's okay? That's perfectly fine now.
Yeah.
So if it's a Democrat next time meeting with Russians, you won't think there's anything in the world wrong with that. When did that happen to Republicans? When did Republicans be perfectly fine with repeated lies and with the fact that we're meeting with foreign agents of an enemy state like Russia? When did that become okay? We've never been okay with Russians.
You know, and this isn't like, I'm trying to think of a good example of something. Like, I don't know, tax cuts, that doesn't even work. I'm trying to think, or how about deregulating a particular industry? You know what I mean? Like, we're like, okay, the Republicans are for deregulation generally, but there's a new industry, and they were for regulation, and now they're kind of not, right? Like, that would be a flip-flop.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything more foundational in the last half century for Republicans than dislike for Soviets and Russians?
No.
And in one year, this guy turned the entire foundation of everything this party has stood for 50 years.
Yep.
And they're like, no, now we like them.
Yep.
And we're all supposed to be like, oh, yeah, yeah, obviously. What's the big deal? So what? It's the Russians. We love the Russians. It's incredible. The criticism by Republicans of Barack Obama for blowing off Russia as a threat. We always focus on the Barack Obama element of that, where we say, oh, well, he used to say that they want their foreign policy back, and now they're saying there's a threat. You do realize you are on the opposite two sides of that issue. Like, all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, well, you know. I mean, think about it from the Republican perspective. You all were criticizing Barack Obama for not taking the Russians' threat seriously, and here you are now. I mean, I would say you're taking it less seriously than Barack Obama. At least Barack Obama, at this point, we don't think so, wasn't specifically meeting with Russian agents to gain dirt on the opposite party. Now, there's the Hillary-Ukraine thing, you can, I guess, argue, but I mean, still, at the very best, you're saying we're as crappy as Hillary Clinton. Yeah. That is your argument? This is not a good moment, guys.
So, well, it's the kind of madness we're dealing with right now. And we've made this point a million times. It's just been inconceivable what's happened in America to the right. It's inconceivable. I keep using that word. I don't think it means what I think it means.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't help but be just bewildered by this turn of events in the last year and a half since the campaign began till now. It's like I've lost everything I ever believed about people on the right side of the political spectrum. None of the things that I thought applied.
And one of the points we made early on in this with Trump, and again, like, there's been a couple of good things. We've acknowledged them to no end. I mean, I don't think I've ever praised a particular candidate for making one or two good calls. It's incredible. But, like, go back to the primary season. One of the things we said was, look, if this guy wins, you are going to have a massive crisis in conservatism because so many people are going to be tempted to support him on things he's doing, even when they're not ethical, mm-hmm. when they're not right, when they're not conservative. And man, it couldn't have proved out more. I mean, it's
congratulations,
amazing.
We're
people
there.
People are reflexively, without even mm-hmm. any moment to pause, reflexively defending a guy who took a meeting with a person he thought was a Russian government agent to try to sink his opponent in a U.S. election.
Yeah.
And that is, there is reflexive defense over at least 70% of the right. It's incredible to me. Mm. The dedication to this one guy, as if he is God. I don't know whether that will... I don't know how I'll ever come to grips with it. And I understand that you probably have, and you probably think this is boring, but it's amazing to see. It is amazing to see it happen, especially because I just don't see what he's done to deserve this treatment. It's like if it was
right.
Ronald Reagan,
yes.
and he'd gone through 8 years of amazing leadership, and then he's like,
yes.
like for example, I can understand
soaring rhetoric,
right.
and he made you believe in America again,
yeah.
and he was really articulate. Trump is none of those things.
Right, like if Clarence Thomas really screwed something up right now, I would understand reflexive defense at some level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay, this guy has served this cause for so long.
Look at his career.
I really want to believe him. You know, he makes a decision that's wrong. He does something that doesn't work. I can understand saying, okay, wait a minute. I'm not saying one bad thing about this guy. He's been great. I'm going to, until I find absolute, like, concrete evidence he's doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of would understand that. That is just not the world we live in. It's just, you know, Trump gets that with almost no accomplishments. I mean, what has this guy done? One more time. And then I'll shut up. One more time. Gorsuch, yes, granted. Gorsuch, great. However, Gorsuch replaces Scalia, so we're really just even there. But I'll take the even. It could have been a lot worse. Understandable.
Indeed.
And again, mm-hmm. the heavy lifting on that cause is done by Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell's the one that delays mm-hmm. the decision to get it to a Republican. Any Republican... I think most Republicans would have done a good job with the Supreme Court, or at least an okay job. I think Trump did better than that, so he deserves credit. I think only the best side of that. I think, you know, a Bobby Jindal, a Ted Cruz, a Rand Paul, maybe not even Marco Rubio, but maybe Marco Rubio could have done a Neil Gorsuch level decision, but only the best ones. So big time points there, though a little overblown. Secondly, there's things like the EPA repealing some legislation and regulation from the Obama era.
Pulled us out of the Paris Accord.
Yeah, yep.
Which is great.
Which is good, but again, that's probably two-thirds of the Republicans who do that. But again, good. Good. There have been some things to praise.
Got to give them credit for where it's
but
due.
No major legislation.
Yeah, none.
Not a piece of it.
Yeah,
I mean, there's been some VA reforms that you could say were good, but again, nothing outside of the normal Republican would do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some, I think, a lot of bad. So why the reflexive defense? I guess maybe
I don't know.
It may just be a function. Instead of thinking, putting it in this person, it may just be the function of the time we live in. People just reflexively defend. We've been seeing this in these books that Glenn has us reading. It's just like what you do first is defend your turf before you actually start thinking about it. And that's why you have to lead with something that doesn't. You know, I mean, it doesn't make people defend their turf.
The favorite book I read out of the 77 that he ordered us to read in 2 weeks was the one that's called Friction. And it, because in that book, he demonstrates, I think, almost proof positive about how much the world has changed. And it has changed so much that you can't continue to do the things you've done and be successful anymore. And that applies in politics, I think, too.
Yeah.
You can't continue. The world has changed so much, we can't just be mindless Republicans anymore, because this is where it led us, to this wasteland.
A good example of that book in action in politics, I think, is Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Yeah.
You know, you throw $1 billion at TV ads and you think you're going to win. Well,
it didn't work, did it?
I mean, and even when she had good moments, it was more because Trump screwed up. She beat him in a debate. You know, she, like, those types of things happened that were outside of her general, like, oh, well, what we need to do is run an ad with kids looking like they're crying when Trump says bad words. It's like, you know, like, that's very traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't seem to be effective anymore.
No.